don't know if I could be amazing today. I'm too exhausted from being amazing yesterday.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Start with the gold rose.
Yeah, start with the $200 gold rose. Think about it for a few days.
Here's the ring.
You want to marry me? Here's the ring.
I just met.
I know it's a little weird. There's six other people sitting around the table along with a camera crew. We're in a hotel lobby where they sell live chickens. But don't you want to marry me?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The 30th of the morning! Cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of sorority services, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. What's on store for Rush this year, Chrissy?
I don't know. My stepdaughter just went through Rush, though.
Oh!
And she got into the sorority that she would like.
Very nicely done.
Yes.
Very nicely done.
Very excited. I did not do the sorority life. And I really didn't have a lot of friends that did either because we kind of all were our own sorority because we went from high school to college.
High school to college and then from college to bar to bar to bar to bar.
Exactly.
Chrissy's still looking for her sorority sisters. Local bars around Atlanta. I think it's Alabama Rush time.
Well,
was it Alabama Rush time? Is it Alabama Rush time?
I think it's already happened.
Alabama Rush? Oh, okay.
I
well, I
got to
get on
happened.
TikTok and see what's going on out there.
I know. It seems like it could get crazy, but it seemed like hers was not like that. And it seems like it does have a lot of benefits to
well,
it.
Well, listen,
it can.
I'm not saying that when we reviewed Bama Rush, that is the most ridiculous version of sorority. And obviously, the filmmaker has an agenda, right?
Correct.
And while I may agree with some points of her agenda and may disagree with some points of her agenda, there's clearly an agenda. Number one. Number two, I never did it, so I can't say one way or the other whether it's good or bad or indifferent. And I do understand when you go from high school, where you probably know most people, if not in your classroom, in the entire class, mm-hmm. depending on where you're coming from, and then you go to college where there are thousands of strangers, it's not a bad thing to buddy up and, learn the ropes and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's good for career opportunities later and for help in different areas of school. So
that's really what it is. It's like when you get out of college and you mm-hmm. go get your law degree and then you're going to be a partner in the firm where your fucking fraternity brother is, right?
Right.
It's very nepotistic and it's just kind of setting you up with friends for life that hopefully can help you out in certain situations or may not help you out in certain situations. So I don't have anything against sororities or fraternities. But that Bama Rush shines the most ugly light on exactly what's going on.
I did start to watch that because I had not watched it when we did our review.
Oh, really?
What? You did the review.
You bullshitted your way through that Bama Rush?
No, you did the review. I said I hadn't seen it.
Oh, okay. And so, I just plow right through.
I commented on your review.
Oh, thank you. Chrissy was reviewing my review while it was happening.
But I did start to watch it a little while back, and then I was like, no, I can't.
It's ugly in all shapes and forms and fashions. And I don't know Bama sororities. I have no idea. So they're supposed to be the most prestigious in the country, according to Bama Rush, which obviously, again, there's an agenda there.
Sure.
She's got to make that Netflix. She's got to hype up that Netflix special, or Netflix certainly has to hype up the Netflix special. But I will say this. I have Instagram. And, my Instagram is full of all kind of nonsense. And
yes, I do.
One of the things that appeared on my Instagram was the rooms of sororities, right? The sorority rooms.
Yes.
So what they do is it's just like hundreds of pictures of girls mainly who have dolled up their room in their, or it's dorm life. It's dorm life and sorority sisters, actually. They doll up their room where they're buddying up with somebody, small room, and they make it luxurious and wonderful.
Well, there's the sorority home.
Yes.
Where there's lots and lots of rooms, and I've seen that before. And then there's the dorm. I mean, when you're a freshman, you go straight to the dorm, so you don't have that house yet.
Yeah. Oh, when do you get the house?
Usually second or third year.
Sophomore, you got to wait. They got to grow up a little bit. You got to be of legal drinking age. Is that probably? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did I tell you the one time I ever walked into a sorority house? I was working at that damn Chili's, which is the source of all my misery in life. Some guys went to fraternities. I went to Chili's.
Yes.
Where I got taught how to order a kid's margarita full of cocaine. literally full of cocaine. So Rochambeau, baby. Rochambeau. So this girl running around the Chili's, very cute. She belonged to a sorority at Georgia Tech. And one afternoon, just out of the blue, she comes and she says, "Will you go on a date with me?" And I was like, wow, I'd never been asked out by anybody for any reason whatsoever. And I'm not sure I'd been on that many dates whatsoever. I mean, if a date included getting drunk at a pool and fucking at your next door neighbor's apartment, that is a date I'd been on many times. However, an actual date, I don't think I'd ever been on. A proper
really?
Date. Really? I was so young and like, you know, keeping it casual. You know how we do it. Yeah. Us Gen, what are we? Gen Zs, Gen Xers? Boomers. What the fuck am I? I don't know whatever I am.
We're not boomers.
We're not boomers, that's for sure. We're not? I sound like one sometimes.
I think we're Gen X.
So she asked me out. She says, "Will you go on a date with me?" I say, "Yes, of course I will, because you're cute and, you know, we're friends, and now you're asking me out. You're showing me all the love and affection and attention I never got from my parents. I love this. This is awesome. My therapist has been telling me this will happen." So she goes, "It's a surprise date, and I can't exactly explain what's going on, but I will send a cab for you, and because we're going to be drinking. I'll send a cab for you, and you'll come to my apartment first, and then we'll go together to the date." And
that wasn't as luxurious as Marlon got.
No, I did not get a Porsche 911 at my front door that I could use at my leisure. It was literally a yellow taxi cab.
Well,
all the smells, sights, and sounds that came with it. So I get in this cab, take me down to a house in near Georgia Tech that has, I don't know, it's like a quadplex. There's four rooms in there, and it's all young, single females. Perfect place for Brian to show up.
Perfect.
And I'd been drinking beforehand because I was so nervous about this surprise date that I was pretty lit up by the time I got there. You know, you're thinking about this is a 22-year-old Brian running around town, right? So I get there. I have my uniform on, which is basically a Hoyabera, which is an old man's Cuban shirt with four pockets.
Wait, we talked about this Hoyabera.
Yeah.
When else did it make an appearance?
Oh, it made an appearance from age 19 till 37. That's when it made an appearance. I used to have four Hoyaberas, two of which I bought in Miami, two of which I literally got from an old Cuban man, my friend's dad. Who was like off the boat Cuban, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so I am wearing the clothes of a person.
60-year-old Cuban man.
A person in an asylum. I mean, I am just like.
Do you have a hat? Like a little straw hat?
Yeah, no, I wish I did.
That would have completed the look.
I look like I came straight off a boat from Cuba.
Picturing. I
had Doc Martens. The only pair of slacks that I own, which were my Chili's black pants, with a permanent awesome blossom sauce stain on it.
Probably a little faded. Were they black?
They were black, but on the bottom they were like white.
Yes.
From all the bleach water from dishwashing. Yeah. It's so awful.
I remember the restaurant wear.
So I've got dark green combat boots on, basically. Black kind of black pants, in certain places still black. Light blue Hoyabera.
And sweet.
I'm 6 foot lights in. So I show up and she comes out to the living room and she is dressed. I mean, killer. Like,
yeah.
White dress, so white summer dress on, looking beautiful, you know, cha-cha's out, the whole nine yards. I was stunned at how good looking this girl looked because I'd only seen her in her uniform at Chili's.
Right.
That's it. But man, did she dress up well. Yeah. And I was like, this is it, man. Brian, you hit. I never even had this girl on my radar except to know that she was cute and worked at Chili's. But all of a sudden, I'm like, she really must love me. She is taking me out on a proper date and she is dolled up to do it. She smells good. She looks great. She goes to Georgia Tech. I'll never go to Georgia Tech. I never even step foot on a college campus. So I'm like, wow, this is lovely. She goes, "Are you ready?" And I'm like, "I am. I'm so eager to hear about this."
Is that
this.
And what you're wearing?
That's right. Is that what you're wearing? Because this is what I'm wearing.
Do you need to change?
Well, she asks. Then she goes, "Do you think a tie would go with that?" And I'm like, "A tie and a Hoyabera? No." And she's like, "Because I have an extra tie. First of all, I don't even know where you get an extra tie from as a single woman that's, you know, 19 years, 20 years old." But anyway, she says, "Well, listen, our ride is going to be here in just a few minutes to pick us up." And I thought, great, fantastic. And then all of a sudden, all these other girls from all these other rooms are coming out. And then there are guys showing up with for them, too. And I'm like, oh, I guess we're going on like a double date, triple date, something
date.
Like that.
Yeah.
And these guys are showing up, and they're showing up in full suits, Chrissy. Full suits. Some of them wearing
she
that.
She should have told you the
she
attire.
Should, she never told me. Either she never told me or I never asked. I probably never asked, hoping she would never tell me so I wouldn't have to prove. First of all, I didn't have any money to go spend on new clothing. Second of all, I was going to have to break out the only button-down shirt that I owned, and it was from my high school uniform. So all these guys, and now I'm starting to get what's going on here. We're going on a big group date. This is the surprise, because all the guys don't know what's going on either, right? They're also not talking to me, because they're probably like, who's the homeless person in the corner that smells like booze? Who is that guy? So all of a sudden, a bus shows up. A limo bus shows up. It's our ride. We're going on a limo bus. I am just startled, stunned. And I'm like, this is cool, creepy, weird, fun, exciting. I don't know. I'm up for it. Whatever it is. I'm a stranger danger. Let's go. We get on the bus. There are now 30 other couples that are sitting on this huge limo bus. They're all dressed up to the nines. I am the least dressed person at this occasion.
Hey, I'll be your entertainment for the evening.
I'm Super Sales. Like I have a flower that I pull out of my shit. I'm doing magic tricks.
What's that there in your ear?
Hey! This poor girl, she must have just been mortified that I can't. But anyway, I digress. I just have to deal with it now because I'm in.
Yeah, you're in.
I'm in it now. And now I'm so nervous that I'm the least dressed person. I'm so nervous that I don't know what's going on. And I'm so nervous that no one is explaining to us exactly where we're going that I have these huge sweat stains. It's also 112 degrees in a hot September day. So I have these huge sweat stains under my armpits. I'm wearing this wayabara. I got these dirty shoes on. I smell like awesome blossom sauce. And so so finally a little bit is being revealed. These are sorority sisters of hers. I never even knew she belonged to a sorority. And we are on our way to the sorority house.
Ooh, okay. It was like a social.
Yeah, Chrissy. I walk into the sorority, the bus goes to the front. Everyone's filing out. We're toward the back. I walk in the front door and I fail to notice that everyone is walking around the sorority seal that's tiled on the floor, and I am standing right on the middle of it. So there's this huge grand staircase going down each way, just like something right out of Gone with the Wind. Yes. I mean, it's insane, right? Uh-huh. And not a bit of diversity to be seen. Like, this is Georgia fucking Tech. So I am standing in this seal, and all of a sudden, some girl at the top of the stairs is like, excuse me. And I'm, huh? Is that me? Excuse me. Could you mind getting off of the seal? That is a rule number one in the sorority house.
All right, they have the rules.
Kappa fails. Yeah. Yes. And I was like, what? The seal? What are you talking about? The seal. You're on it. I don't understand a fucking word this girl's saying. She might as well have been talking actual Greek to me, because I'm like, what is she talking about? The seal.
What seal?
And then my date comes running along and she pulls me off to the side and she's like, oh, you can't step on the seal. And I'm like, there's a seal. Like, like seal do tricks? What are you talking about? And she's like, the seal, the sorority seal. I'm like, you guys have a sorority seal? Where do you keep him? Is in a tank? Does he eat fish? What's going on? I don't know what you're talking about. It's the seal, like this logo of the fraternity, the sorority. I step on it, and all of a sudden, I am a fucking outcast. I mean, as if the clothing wasn't bad enough. I already was. I'm drunk. I'm dressed like an insane person. I'm stepping on their seal, and clearly, this is not for me. So we every guy got handcuffed to their date and blindfolded as we got driven to an improv comedy theater where the improv comedy theater would be focusing on the poor bastards who had just shown up not knowing they were going to an improv comedy theater for a full-on roasting of the date.
You are now all of a sudden dressed perfectly.
Chrissy, I was target number one. Because some looky-loo, smart-ass, Brian Greene wannabe, the commercial break wannabe, pointed out that I was wearing an old man's Cuban shirt, and it became the joke all night long. I was the joke. You're wearing army boots and a Cuban shirt. Are you just... Are you with Che Guevara? What are you doing there, dude? I was mortified the entire night. It was miserable for me. And now that I am handcuffed to the date, I cannot drink as much as I would like to.
Oh.
I cannot pee. I cannot use the drugs that are in my pocket. I can't do any of that because this girl is standing right next to me. I also can't smoke cigarettes. Like, I am just dying inside because I got to sit here during this entire improv comedy thing that's going on. And now I just have to sit there and take it. That's it. That's all I had to do is sit there and take it.
So was it like the audience, you guys were part of the show doing the improv?
No.
Or it was just an improv comedy show with other people and they were doing it?
At times they brought up some of the couples for little games, but they avoided me altogether. What they did was they also made the guys in the audience, they made them part of a kind of roasting that they were, an ongoing roasting that was going on.
The roasting.
Yeah, we were like open targets, right? And some of the other guys got some shit. And
maybe
a few
that's
of the guys,
why your date chose you.
Maybe, yeah, because I was the most laughable human being at Chili's.
Maybe she thought you would bring some pizzazz. And you did.
I brought some pizzazz. I didn't bring the jizzazz, which is what I thought I was going to be doing. I thought I was going to bring the jizzass. But what I brought was the pizzazz. Chrissy, this was one of the most mortifying nights of my life, and I will never forget it as long as I live. Never dated the girl again, by the way, because I felt a little bit jilted by the whole thing.
What happened at the end of the night and what happened after when you saw her and worked with her again?
We played very friendly with each other. I think it was clear that we were not meant to be together.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we were ever meant to be together, and I think you're right. I think she brought me because she believed I could take a good joke, right? I don't think she knew that I would show up as the joke. I think she thought I could take a joke.
Yeah.
But
well,
I turned into the joke.
I can picture you at Chili's, and you have that magnetic personality.
I do.
And you like to joke and laugh with people. You always have, and that's part of your charm. And so she probably thought this guy will be great for the comedy show.
I've seen this guy polish 50 cent silverware, and he is going to be my guy.
I see her thought process.
I do see the thought process. Probably, yes. Probably.
I'm sorry, it was
he's
mortifying
fun.
For you.
It was
so.
It was awful. It was just awful. At the end of the night, luckily, after the comedy show, they unleashed us. They unhandcuffed us. I quickly ran to the bar, then outside for a cigarette.
I was going to say you ran like a wild wolf.
Oh, my God, Chrissy. I could not. I knew a girl in the improv comedy troupe. I knew a girl who worked at the improv comedy theater.
That was fortuitous.
And she wasn't working that night. She wasn't on stage that night, but she was working as one of the helpers. It's like a very famous improv comedy troupe here in Atlanta. And so she was actually in the facility. So as soon as I broke free from this girl, this girl's name was Erin. I was like, Erin, please, you got to get me out of here. Like, I got drugs. I got booze. I got, you know, $20 for a case of Bud Light. Like, let's go somewhere else. And I actually don't even think I went back to this. I didn't.
I would not have.
No, I didn't go back to the sorority house.
No.
I stayed with Erin and we went off drinking my sorrows
exactly.
away.
Exactly.
But anyway, it's rush time. So if you're into Bama Rush, go ahead and scroll through that Instagram
you know,
and TikTok.
Speaking of improv comedy, I do like improv. I used to like it. Because remember, what was that? Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Drew Carey
had. And I didn't like that when I used to watch that. But I've been to a few live improv shows before. And I've done a little improv myself in different little workshops and things over the years. And I like it. I really like it.
This is exactly what we're doing here.
It is.
We're just bantering and forth. And then my penis fell out.
And then
dick joke here. And then pussy lips. And then I have always thought about joining an improv comedy troupe. But
you might should do it.
Astrid tells me every once in a blue moon, she's like, you got to go do that improv comedy. But
I'd love to do it with you.
I don't have enough fucking time to do that.
No, you don't.
No.
I do. But
yeah, you do. Why don't you go do it for us and bring back some of that knowledge?
Okay.
Maybe we'll make this show a bit more funny, digestible to the listener. But, you know, here, Dad's Garage, Whole World Improv Theater, you know, Whole World Theater, Red Door Theater, they all do, like, great jobs at improv comedy.
They do. And Dad's Garage is right down the street from me. So.
Yeah. It's, improv comedy, when you go and you catch their, like, A troupe, can be really, really funny. However, most of the time when I've been to Whole World, it's to see other people that I know who have joined the improv comedy.
That's the way I've been to it, too.
And it's like the C group, right? It's they're learning. They're learning, and this is their free show, and they make a little bit of money on the bar and the whole nine yards. So, you know, I'm all about it. I'm behind it. But how do we find the time, Chrissy? I've got 10 to 12 children. And
I've got 90 Day Fiancé to watch. So
here, I'm going to put it to the listeners. Yeah, you do. If we talk about 90 Day Fiancé one more time in this.
I know, I'm trying not to, but that is now taking up my time.
I know it is. It's hard not to like get stuck in your brain.
Yes.
So I wanted to share something with the listener. I'm going to put it to the listener, by the way. Would you rather see Brian and Chrissy take an improv comedy class and get better at being funny on the show and do less episodes? Or would you rather us just stick to the episodes and try and work it out ourselves? Because we have no coaching or training, so
no,
we're probably going to stay the same forever.
Maybe I'll dip my toe in the water.
I think it's a good idea.
We've got kids out of the house now.
Yeah.
Jeff's busy.
I support you 1,000%. I'd come see you.
Yeah.
I can make it out once a month to go see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
Okay.
If you're going to go for it, go right to Whole World Theater or Dad's Garage. Right to the Big Bad Boys.
That's right. That's next to me.
Tell them you're on the commercial break. That should, that pulls some weight. Nowhere.
Maybe they'll elevate me to the A group right away.
Except for Memfo, where you get a tent right next to the portalettes. And in front of the main stage, so you can record clearly.
In fairness, that was like our first year.
No, in fairness, it absolutely was nobody's fault. And I'm not blaming anybody for anything. It was just funny how it all went down. Poor Jeff.
Got violently ill.
Poor Jeff. He just didn't know what to do with us. He was like, just don't bother me and you'll be okay.
He was trying to appease me, his wife, and as a loving husband should. He was like, okay. I'll do it. We have a banner made.
Okay, I guess.
He got a banner made for
us. We have
a
banner made. It's still holding space somewhere in the studio. I think it's behind one of these curtains where it will forever live and die. I do want to say something to the audience real quick. I think this is like important break the fourth wall type show stuff. So we are going to start extending the show a little bit longer than we normally do. And along with that, and there's reasons why, and you'll figure it out as we go along. Exciting, new and exciting stuff coming to the commercial.
Yeah, always changing and
growing.
I don't
want you to think we're always just going to be reviewing Frankie B, even though we'll always just be reviewing Frankie B in our hearts. We're not always going to do that every episode. But, you know, the show's going to grow and change, and new things are going to come, and new people are going to visit, and all that other good stuff. So stay tuned. But along with that, we need a little bit more room and space in the show. And so we're going to move from 45 minutes to an hour and 15, hour and between an hour and 15 minutes. With that, we have made the decision, which many people have told me before they would prefer, to have two shorter commercial breaks, like actual commercial breaks in the commercial break, rather than have one longer one.
Okay.
So we're going to take that. We're going to heed that advice. And because we're going a little bit longer, I feel it could be appropriate to bring in two smaller commercial breaks, just a couple minutes each, rather than have one 5 or 6 minute break in the middle of the show. These commercial breaks, they provide us a small, and I mean a tiny little bit of money to help us out with the costs associated with the show and keep Chrissy and I fat and happy and all that good stuff. So I know that if you had a choice, there would be no commercials. And someday we might have that option too. But right now, this is the only version of the commercial break we make. And the version that we make and the reason why we make it this way is so that we can make a little bit of money off the off advertising in our show. And it supports us and it helps us feed our families. And no joke, you guys have been wonderful.
Incredible. I was just signing the autographs.
We just signed like 30
today,
more postcards.
I can't believe
it's
how many
crazy.
People are requesting.
It's crazy. They're requesting the stickers and then they're requesting us to sign something. And we love it.
And so grateful.
You are the best listeners in all of podcasting. And I know this is not your only choice of comedy shows.
Jeez, there's a million.
There's a million of them. And we love you for listening. And so we're asking you if it's okay with you that we make some changes in the show, some of the structural changes in the show, and then some actual content changes in the show that will hopefully help us grow, stay interested in what we're doing, and keep you interested in the show long term. We can't stay, you know, dick jokes and Frankie B forever, although we'll always do that.
We're always going to sprinkle
always
those
do
in.
That.
Yes.
That's right. So just stick with us. We're evolving, we're changing, and one of the things that we're doing structurally is we're making it a little bit longer, and then we're adding two small breaks instead of one larger break into the show. I think that'll help with the flow a little bit. And also, you know, I imagine most people just skip those after a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know the flow of the show, so they skip it. So I'm going to fuck it up for you so you don't know when to skip. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like a lot of other podcasts, and I'm going to stick a commercial literally in between a word that I'm saying. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Have you heard this?
No.
It's like, hey, Chrissy, welcome to the commercial break here. The commercial break.
No.
They literally put a commercial break in the middle of a word. They have no understanding of how audio should actually flow. And so many podcasts do this, up to and including Joe Rogan for a long time. And still today, they'll put it in the middle of it.
As much as I'm sure you love listening to Brian drone on, we really do have some bills to pay, like my salary. So go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video. Check out our Instagram at The Commercial Break, our TikTok at TCB Podcast, and of course our YouTube channel at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 with your thoughts and probably concerns. And now let's listen to some sponsors so I can continue to have a job.
This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Nutrafol. Have a little hair thinning going on in the top of your head because of aging, stress, hair care products, or like me, you're always wearing something on the top of your head like these headphones? You're not alone. Over half of us will experience hair thinning at some point in our life. It's not only common, it's actually normal. And that's why I've started to use Nutrafol. It's the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement that's clinically proven to improve hair growth, visible thickness, and strength. There can be multiple root causes of hair thinning, but Nutrafol addresses the key root causes through a whole body approach to hair health. No crazy chemicals, no going to the doctor's office 15 times for hair transplants, and it works. 72% of men said they saw more scalp coverage after using Nutrafol's hair growth supplement for 6 months, and 86% of women said they saw improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. Join the thousands of people who are standing up for their strands by doing something about it. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code TCB. Find out why over 4,000 professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use the code TCB. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code TCB. And thanks to Nutrafol for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. Sentence.
Huh.
And it's like, why are you doing that? I guess so they can catch somebody on surprise and keep them listening. I'm not really sure what the point is.
So you just automatically tune back in?
Yeah, so that you don't stop listening.
Yeah.
So that you don't fast forward because you don't have the rhythm of the commercial break.
That's sneaky.
It is sneaky. What Chrissy and I do is we telegraph that the break is coming so you can skip it and we can make less money. We are the dumbest people in podcasting. But it is our industry. We love you very much. Stick with us. Write in if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. You know how to do it. We'll give you the information later on in the show. Okay, Chrissy, now that we've talked enough serious shit for one day, I want to get back to what we have been discussing this week, which is Russian mail order brides.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's hard to avoid the topic. I promised myself I wasn't going to talk about this third show in a row, but I guess we will. 90 Day Fiancé got us started on this thing. The international love stories that we all see play out on these different television shows, most of them named in some way, shape, or form, 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. Before the 90 days, after the 90 days.
After the 90 days, during the 90 days, therapy 90 days.
Yeah. And the island, not on the island.
Tune into TLC right now, and you're going to see some version of 90 Day Fiancé.
But they're fascinating, I have to say.
They are fascinating. Fascinating, but hardly new.
No.
This has been going on.
Oh.
Sends mail, snail mail.
Well, yeah, because it used to be catalogs, right?
There used to be catalogs, Russian mail order brides. And then when the internet came on.
You could order the woman from the catalog.
That's it. That's why they call it a Russian mail order bride, because you could write to them from this particular mailer.
Choose your girl.
Write your number down and send them. Yeah. But one thing has remained true also is that for every lonely heart out there looking for a Russian beauty, we're saying Russia, it could be any country, but that's just the term, that's the colloquial term that's been used. And the video we're about to watch, every time, there is a lonely heart. There is someone willing to make money on that lonely heart trying to find their love. So we are watching currently a documentary television show that was presented in 2011 called Love Me. And it's all about Russian mail order brides online and how one company in particular called, isn't it like a foreign affair? Isn't that what it's called? AFA?
Yeah, I think a foreign affair.
Uh-huh. A foreign affair. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. But a foreign affair had a website where you could go and you could troll or scroll for your Russian bride. But that wasn't all. But wait, there's more.
It was free to join, but then you could message them for
You could message them, and then they would charge for that message to be translated, and then that message would come back translated. You also get charged for that.
And then that is not all.
And then that is not all. Wait, there's more! You too can have a Russian mail order bride for $17,700. All you have to do is get on a plane that we chartered from some cheap airline company, fly all the way to Ukraine, and meet your brand new wife. Is she the same girl? No one cares.
There's plenty to choose from.
So right now, the movie has so far introduced us to four lonely, older white men that are looking for their next love in Ukraine. And this company is taking them on a trip around Ukraine.
They're taking them on a ride.
They're taking them on a ride. Basically, what they do is they put them on metaphorically and literally taking them for their wallets for a ride, more like it. They put them on a plane, then they put them on a bus, then they travel around Ukraine, stopping at these smaller cities. And in each smaller city, the company has set up a party where literally hundreds of girls, single, attractive Ukrainian women, show up in hopes they can meet a rich American, and the rich Americans are there hoping that they can meet their next wife. And so where we left off is we've been through two of these parties, which are wild, by the
They're wild. Belly dancing, there's boobs, there's men ripping their shirts off.
There was a scene where one of the tour directors, a guy who owns part of the company, was on stage shirtless with a woman sitting on his face. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, I've been to some fucking wild parties, and without having to check your clothes at the front door, this is the wildest party I've ever seen.
Chiropractors can't be that.
Oh, the chiropractors. Chiropractors take it to a whole nother. This is the wildest party that did not have chiropractors at it. That's all I got to say.
They might have needed them because the way that guy was backbending over to see the woman.
Is there a chiropractor in the house? I just see that guy unable to get off the floor. Exactly. But he's like, but my mustache smells like pussy.
Exactly.
But I got that Ukrainian stank on me. All right, so let's get back to it. Without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do love to do. And let's get back to Love Me, the documentary about Russian mail order brides from the website A Foreign Affair. Okay, so I want to preface this. So we're focusing on one guy right now who's been talking to a girl who he says looks like Angelina Jolie. And she does, to be fair. She's very pretty. But we just had stopped at this part,
She's a travel agent.
She's a travel agent.
That works directly with the travel company that brought them over there.
You don't say.
So I can't imagine why, what kind of incentive she has to string him along.
She's triple dipping. You can't triple dip. She's taking money from Foreign Affairs. She's booking the travel.
Yeah.
And then she's also getting money from one of these guys. Anyway, let's follow up with him. Let's see what he has to say.
Okay.
Lassity, and I'm down to one. To be honest, this is probably the one that my eye always came back to. Her name is Julia. She works in a travel agency. Incredibly beautiful.
Hello, a foreign affair travel agency.
Oh, are you connected to travel a foreign affair?
Who is this?
It's Bill, your love.
Oh, no. I just happen to have the same name on it. No, don't worry, Bill. I'm not trying to take money multiple ways from you.
Right.
Writing to each other for, it's got to be 7-8 months now. We'll meet at the social. I'm coming to basically try to sweep her off her feet.
Do you have pictures of her?
Yeah.
Of course.
You don't think that picture comes out at every bar he goes to? At work, at every bar, every time he's at home, he's masturbating to it in virtual reality, even though the picture isn't virtual reality. Yes.
How old is she?
26. She was a little bit under my target age.
Oh, we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. A little bit under my target age of 27.
This is the one from the website where she looks like Angelina Jolie.
That's a, you know, that looks like a natural picture,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a completely natural picture.
It's just what you take when you're sitting around.
It's in autofocus. It's got a little fade in the background. Yeah. She's in black lingerie because who doesn't just, you know, wear black lingerie
around?
The fire
in the background.
Of course. Yeah.
Squeezing the boobs.
Hey, she's not looking for a rich American. She's looking for true love.
Yeah.
She does.
How can you go wrong there?
Bill. Bill, Bill. If your name is even Bill. Which, who knows? I don't know. But how could you possibly look in the mirror and then also think that this girl, who, by the way, is, in my opinion, more attractive than Angelina Jolie in that particular picture.
Yes.
How can you even imagine? Like, I'm not no Brad Pitt, but I also know I'm not like Bill, right?
Yeah, poor Bill.
I also understand that I'm probably not dating Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, you just got to put two and two together for 1 second.
And it's not a menu where you just order up the best thing on the menu and that's what you get.
Yeah, that's what they make it seem like because that's how they spend money. And if one girl just doesn't falls through, you just move to the next girl.
Right.
Right? But this guy's been doing this for 7 or 8 months.
You think how much money he's spent on the messaging.
I bet he'll tell us in this documentary. Yeah. By the way, might I say, they couldn't have made Ukraine look more miserable if they tried. It's dark. It's gray. They have a filter on it that makes everything look low light. It's awful.
They have cranes everywhere.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it got its name. Did you know that? Ukraine?
No.
Did you know that?
No.
The Ukraine's named because of the famous cranes on the shoreline?
Oh, I did not know that.
I'm kidding.
Brian. Fact news or fiction?
It's me from the travel agency making sure you're doing okay. And Shandy, $50.
A little nervous. Just waiting. This is last hour and a half of waiting is just driving
me
up a wall.
Let me just say to the listeners out there, and I hate to keep stopping it, we do need to keep playing it, but he looks like the cartoon Dilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you're right. He looks like a real life Dilbert. Yeah, with a little extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something a little special. All the other guys, they go out and buy roses. I wanted to get something that would last, hopefully as long as the relationship. So, one gold rose.
Behold!
Ah, the old $6,000 gold rose. I got one of those for Astrid. My kids have it in their playroom. It's literally sticking in one of the toy baskets. That's how important it was to her. So thanks, Brian. Thanks. To be fair, I bought it at a mall kiosk. I was like, I'm going to do something special for Astrid. Right before I go to Banana Republic and buy a Mr. Rogers sweater, I'm going to give myself a $3,000 rose. I forgot how much they were, $89 or something. Hey, listen, it's a cute idea.
It is. Yeah. It's sweet. It's thoughtful. It is above and beyond.
I agree. Listen, it's the thought that counts.
I love that your kids have it in the playroom.
They do. I was like, hey, don't play with that. Your mom wants that. It's okay. Let them play with it. It's fine. But it could break and they could choke. If we're only so lucky. If we're only lucky, you'll choke.
Hopefully it gets through this and everything will be okay. I'll be either really happy or really sad.
Well, there's other two choices. Yeah.
There's no in-between with this guy.
This is like prom for old guys. That's the way I'm looking at it, which is nice since I never went to prom.
Oh.
I
know.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
The housekeeper of the hotel is telling him he looks very nice. Yeah. I think he should get with her.
She seems age appropriate.
Yeah, and like a really nice person.
A very nice person. And it's obvious that everybody in Ukraine is in on the four fair racket.
It's true.
It's like you walked in.
Perfect.
It's like a Truman Show. Everyone's just hanging around. Okay, actress number 14, I want you to iron that shirt and tell him he looks nice.
Cue the maid.
Yeah, cue the maid. Cue the Gold Rose salesperson. Quick, double the prices. Oh, this poor bastard. I feel so bad for him. I
know.
Because you know this is not going to work out the way he wants it to. I think.
I think it's one in 1 million that it will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's highly unlikely. So you're saying there's a chance.
Every time I see someone with black hair walk in the door, my heart goes, oh, it's not her. Oh, not her. When I did my search, I looked for certain specific things. I like women that have black hair, blue eyes, people that are smart, that are independent, someone that's going to make me want to be a better me.
A businesswoman.
Yeah. A woman of business.
Well, she's in business, all
right. Oh, she is. She's in your business.
Your climactic moment is going to happen any minute.
Yeah, we're hoping.
Cue the fluffer.
Exactly. That guy was put there.
I know. But he's at the front door. So they're at the front door watching all the women walk in, and there's a guy just turns to him and goes, your romantic moment is about to happen any minute.
Yep. Just keep standing here.
When the guys come over, they have their own set of expectations, which may be on target and may not be on target. They think, oh, gee, I've been writing.
Says the guy who is naked on the dance floor with Russian women on his face.
Yeah.
Says the guy.
To Irina, Svetlana, Elena. I've been writing to all these women, and they write to me, and I wrote to them. I told them I was coming over, and maybe that works, and maybe that doesn't.
Okay, so the exchange is, it's very loud in there. So what you didn't hear in subtitles was that the producer says, so you've been waiting for her all night. If she doesn't happen, if she doesn't come, what happens? And he says, well, I'll just go to the bar and have a few drinks. And she says, well, what happened? The producer says, well, what happens? The whole trip has been predicated upon you meeting this girl. And John says, well, if it isn't going to happen, if it doesn't happen, at least I went on vacation and I saw a whole new country.
I mean, that's a good way to think about things. Yeah. In front of a camera.
In front of the camera. When you've had plenty of time to think about what you're going to tell the camera. Yeah. But what you're probably feeling is absolute heartbreak.
Hi. Are the women checking in with you too? Oh, okay. No English. Perfect.
What did you expect here in Ukraine?
In a small town in Ukraine.
In a small town in Ukraine. Yeah, this isn't like Odessa or Kiev. You're in a tiny little town. By the way, might I point out how weird the music is?
It's so weird.
I thought she was going to show up. I really did. So I made sure I was staying off by myself because I didn't want to have to fend off other women trying to keep them away while I'm trying to wait for her. You know, I wanted to come in here.
Well, Bobby, I don't think there was any chance of that happening. But you don't know. There's a lot of women in that place. Yeah.
To this place to meet this person. And now I don't know what's going on.
So sad. He's got his forever rose.
I know. He's got his forever rose, and now he doesn't know what to do with it. And might I point out, this probably happens to most guys on these trips. Oh, they've been talking to a woman who gets paid to talk back to him. That's exactly what happens. Because I can guarantee you, even though 200 single women show up to these parties, they're getting free drinks and free food, and there's no obligation that they have to leave with any man. However, if they want to, then that's a different story. But if you're talking to someone online via text message that has to be translated and takes days to get back to you and costs $15 a word, then...
I'd seen pictures that are clearly professionally taken and touched up.
Yeah, it's probably not even these women that are talking back to them.
Yeah. The party looks fun. There's bubbles.
Yeah, there's bubbles. There's balloons.
So how are you feeling?
Uh-oh, it's the next morning after.
Ooh.
As like anybody would feel. Definitely not good.
I've said that a few times in the morning.
So I had a conversation with John this morning. He said, you know, the lady I'm talking to online, the lady I'm writing to, works full-time in a tourist agency Monday through Friday, half a day Saturdays, and isn't a student. And the person that Max is talking to is a student half-time. I said, you know, I've been writing to this lady, you know, we're almost daily for months now. Emails are $10 a pop, going and coming.
$9,854 is how much he spent on email.
Talking to her.
That's 1,000 emails he sent to her. Holy shit. In 8 months, 1,000 emails. Let's do the rough math. Carry the one minus two. That's 652,000 emails a day by my rough math. And did you do the same math I did?
No, instead I'm looking at these numbers over here. What do those mean? Like how long it took to...
They're time stamps. Yeah, I think they're time stamps.
Oh, just
and
time
then stamps, yeah. I imagine that they're also based on the length of the email too. Is like if you
because one's $21.99, this one's $16.99.
Yeah, balance due $9,854.63.
So let me get this straight. He said he talked to John. I think John is the owner.
John
right?
is the guy who owns it. Yeah.
He said he talked to John and he's talked about Irina.
Yeah.
And he said this is who I've been messaging with, but John said, well, that's not who I've been messaging.
Like, I didn't get that whole point of that. I'm not really sure what
about
that meant.
About the student and
about
tourists.
The student and the tourists. I don't know. Maybe that comes into play later. I didn't really understand why that was relevant, but maybe we'll figure it out.
So I'm probably out $10,000. My biggest fear is that it was a scam. That she's writing to 50 or 60 guys, and she's getting a cut of the fees for the emails going back and forth.
Well, your biggest fear is correct.
Yeah, your biggest fear is probably true. This woman is spectacularly gorgeous.
Yes.
About that too,
oh my God. City Kherson, her nickname is Rabbit. I fuck like a bunny and I run away like one too.
He's trying to find out what's really going on.
Oh. Yeah, I bet John was like, let me get to the bottom of that.
You're asking the guy who's scamming you what's going on with the scam? Come on, guys.
They finally got a hold of Julia, and she is supposed to be coming here in about half an hour for our first
day. Get your ass over there now. Yeah.
Well, I bet what they're going to do, I have not made it past this part in the movie, but they could literally find anyone that has black hair and say, oh, those are photos I took when I was younger.
Right.
Right.
I have to go in there, approaching it like she's honest and all that, and hoping that I'm not being screwed. So,
he's drinking a lot of waters. There's tons of water bottles.
Yeah, water, Sprite, all kind of stuff. You know what? At least he's smart enough. Like, he's not totally blind, right? At least he's recognizing that there could be another possibility besides some young, hot, wonderful, beautiful woman in Ukraine is in love with me. It could be some hairy dude in Wisconsin writing back to me.
You know I hate interrupting Brian when he's yammering, but he's always yammering, so it's kind of my only option. Anyway, it is about that time for me to remind you to go to tcbpodcast.com, text us at 855-TCB-8383, and check out our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram and at tcbpodcast on TikTok. Go on. Brian needs this. And don't forget to go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited videos. I promise you're going to love them. Also, it would mean the world to us if you'd support us by supporting our sponsors. So let's have a listen to them, and then we'll get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
And it's been hours. I've been sitting here thinking the same thing over and over. How do I know? How do you know? How do you tell?
Is that this woman just walked in with like two huge guys in front of her?
Yeah, I think so. Body here's parts? What's going on. They're down at the hotel lobby now. For those of you listening, they're down at the hotel lobby. He was up in his room talking to the producer, and now they're down in the lobby. I assume that they're going to meet
to
this
have
woman.
A meeting,
yes.
Yeah.
Welcome. We've been writing for about 7-8 months now. I was wondering what your feeling is on the relationship.
Вот сейчас, когда вы уже 7 месяцев переписывались, что вы думаете по поводу ваших отношений?
А вы как?
What do you say?
We've been writing for so long, I was hoping that we'd be able to move on. I came here to see you. That's the only reason I came, was to see if you
wanted. That is not the same woman from the pictures.
No, it's not.
No way.
Move maybe further in the relationship.
Do you feel like she was the woman that was writing to you?
I had some questions and doubts because one of the pictures I showed her were pictures of things that she's seen before. The house, the yard, my work.
Your work. He works for the government.
Oh, yeah, he works for the government.
John.
Things she's seen before. The nuclear codes. War plans for China. You know, small stuff I work on. John, you got to be careful there, buddy.
NASA, this is actually pictures from the last shuttle launch.
Wow. Well, that gets them wet every time. That gets them wet every time, John. Show them the pictures of the latest shuttle launch.
Well, once again, it proves my point. You shouldn't be showing all these pictures.
Here's a picture of the new overpass near my house. Here's a before and here's an after. We're getting a Circle K.
If she wasn't the one writing the letters, does it matter?
It would have. And it probably should. But what I don't want to do is for me to overthink and cause the problem that isn't really there. Because honestly, I can't get this girl out of my mind.
But it's not the same girl.
It's not the same girl.
He's like, I would have.
Yeah.
And it probably should have.
He doesn't even give a shit.
But now I just want somebody.
Yeah. He wants something to show for his $10,000.
Yes,
that's what he wants.
Exactly.
And he doesn't even care. And you know what? Like, I don't think I'd make the same decision, but I can put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
I can totally put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
And marry me?
You want to marry me? No, 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 no. John, give her the rose.
Yes, start with the gold rose.
Yeah, start with the $200 gold rose. Think about it for a few days.
Here's the ring. Do you want to marry me?
You want to marry me? Here's the ring.
We just met.
I know it's a little weird. There's six other people sitting around the table along with a camera crew. We're in a hotel lobby where they sell live chickens, but don't you want to marry me? I'm right down by the shuttle launches.
Let's move into this direction.
Okay.
Can I, please?
Did you get her email address?
No. Got to still go through the service because I need to have the translations.
Oh, my God, John. You don't need the translations. All you need to do is Google it. Google! Oh, my God.
Did you get her email? No.
Get her? No. Why would I do that? No, we're going to get married.
Protocol. Go through the service.
Once you get engaged, you know, you don't need emails. What do you? It's just, she's got my gold rose. She knows where to find me.
So we'll go through that. I can ask her through that if she wants to give me her email address. I don't know if she has one. Didn't even think to ask.
You shouldn't have one. She's on the fucking website, dum-dum. Come on, man. You need this producer more than you need a foreign affair. Seriously.
A little preoccupied.
You're engaged.
I'm engaged.
Whoa. She said yes.
Wow. She said yes for today.
For right now.
Yeah, for right now. Uh-huh. But it's the last day of their trip.
Uh-huh. She got the ring.
They're not that fucking friendly.
Well,
and the gold,
I didn't see the ring.
And the gold
and the gold rose.
They're not. Sorry. I'm just, now that I'm leaving, that's how I feel.
What did he say?
I don't know. What did he say? I'm not in the fucking family? What did he say? Something about the fucking family? Why is he talking about a family?
They're not that fucking friendly. They're not.
They're not fucking friendly.
They're not. Oh, he's pissed off because he's a fucking hothead and the girls don't like him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when you walk up to a woman and go, how old are you? And she says, I don't want to tell you. You know, you don't ask those questions. And he says, it's kind of important.
I know.
Jeez, settle down, dude. Slow down on the testosterone shots.
Yeah.
He probably loaded up while he was in Ukraine.
You know he did.
Now that I'm leaving, that's how I feel. No, I don't think most of the people here like Americans particularly.
You take a woman from the Ukraine, and you have to overcome the language barrier if she doesn't speak excellent English.
So they're getting a group photo.
More importantly, you have to overcome the culture. Yeah.
Like I hate this fucking company. Hey, group photo. I want to be front and center.
Like it's a class picture.
I know.
Class of 2017. 2011. When was it?
Class act of 2017.
I met one girl that I really liked. So we probably spent about a total of 3 hours actually face to face.
Я достаточно просто, ну, чётко понимаю, что что бы я хотела, чтобы в своих отношениях какого бы я хотела мужчину.
Мужчина, she's saying I have a clear understanding of the man that I want and what kind of relationship.
What's important to me, right? Yep. This is the girl who met another guy at one of the parties, and they kind of hit it off.
And then she says, "This is the most important thing to me is that he must be reliable.
Ну должен быть какой-то на какая-то надежность. Но есть какие-то свои качества, которые я бы хотела видеть.
I was only hoping that this would happen. I never dreamed that it actually would.
This guy got
engaged too.
He did.
Wow. So that's we're two for two now.
Well, we're two for four.
Well, we're two for 12 is really what we are. Which, you know, not bad. Not bad.
2 out of 12.
2 out of 12. I'd say that's actually pretty good. I mean, we're talking about getting engaged here. We're not talking about, you know, do you want another date?
Yeah.
Right? This is not...
This is full-blown, will you marry me?
And this girl's very pretty, by the way.
And now after this show is where they transfer to 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
After the TLC. Yes.
The second half of the documentary is dedicated to heartbreak and hell.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really don't want to leave. Kind of have to. Really rough leaving Victoria here.
This is the cow milker, by the way. Uh-huh. If you listen to the last episode, we got introduced to this guy. He was milking cows in Wisconsin. He lives in a town of population like 50 people.
Yeah.
I'll try to keep in constant contact with her. Hopefully Skype a lot, talk on the phone.
Anything else you want to say before you say goodbye to Victoria?
Had he been talking with her at all, or he just straight up met her at that social?
No, I think he... Remember, this is like his seventh trip there. Remember, this is the guy who's been there seven times before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too much. I can't.
I'm pretty torn up.
Yeah, very.
So you're going to be okay?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's so hard to tell you who I think will be successful, because to me, if someone comes over, has a wonderful time, it opens their eyes, that's a successful time. But as far as finding that one woman and getting
coming
married,
over and opens their eyes,
what's that?
That's a successful time to him, is someone coming over and opening their eyes
paying, to the fact that they're getting scammed.
Yeah, $50,000 to go over there.
But I guess it works for some dudes. But I guess it's going to work for some dudes regardless.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and again, we don't know. After the 90 day, like well, after this,
we might see the other half.
And that is success. That's really hard to tell because this is real life. This isn't controlled. They're all adults. We're introducing, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, that's a convenient
words
way to cover up your scam.
Words
of wisdom from the guy charging $10 per email.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, he's making a killing.
Three months later. Is that the dairy farmer? He's in
Yeah,
Wisconsin.
That's the dairy farmer. Yeah, he's in Wisconsin, USA.
God, he's getting up in the morning and stoking a kettle stove fire.
Yeah, like a wood-burning stove. Jeez.
Great.
Yeah, great. She's going to have a great time. She probably has heat in her house. The Ukraine, it's not like the North Pole. It's five in the morning.
It's been almost 3 months since I've seen Vika. When I left Odessa,
I knew we had a great connection, and, you know, we obviously liked each other very much. You know, I can't say I was in love. I knew I liked her a lot.
I can't say I was never in love, felt that
I can't say I was in love, but I proposed to her with my $30 ring from...
the kiosk at the mall.
The kiosk at the mall.
Cue, I got her. The ring.
I got her birthstone. Cole.
The Ambon House. And I didn't want to lose that.
Come on, get up.
After coming back home, I did not know I was in love with her until I seen the video the AFA had on their website from December tour.
What?
First time I seen it, I bawled my eyes out.
Oh.
That was what I knew. It just brought back everything.
Well, it's got a date of December 2011. I'm putting it somewhere between 2009 and 2015.
I'm laughing about that. I feel like I'm putting it in that zone.
I'm putting it in that zone. It's in that range. Even though it's time stamped.
Because I knew exactly what she was doing. She was singing to me in Russian. Brought that back instantly.
What happened? Did she die or what's
going
on?
Better sell the farm, dude, and get to a major city and get her over here.
Yeah, dude, fuck the cows. Fuck the cows. Find somebody to get those cows. Turn them into some tomahawk chops with una. Cow head on the block. Like, chop those bad boys up and go get your love, dude.
Yes.
I'll be there in 1 week today.
Oh, he's going
back.
I
can't hardly sleep.
Booked a flight immediately.
Oh, and now he's got a proper engagement ring. Look at that. If that's a real diamond, that's fucking expensive, dude. That's huge.
That is huge.
That's what she said. No, that's glass or something.
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay, now we're in Texas. With the other guy.
I've been to Ukraine on 6 different trips. Over the course of about 9 years, I've probably dated 35 to 50 women that I met there, and all indications are that I have found
messaging.
Dating, he means messaging.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was unclear.
Or one night with one woman in one of those parties.
Okay. Someone that is truly serious about building a committed relationship and coming to the U.S. So I leave on my 7th journey in 2 days, and we will be back together in about a week and a half.
Oh, he's still with Irina.
Irina.
Yeah, oh, there's his parents. Okay.
Папа Виктор Григорьевич и мама Валентина Михайловна. У нас возраст выходит, знаете, как молодо замуж.
Here in Ukraine, girls get married very young. They start at the age of 18.
But
she is 30. She is a big old cow.
Yeah, she's beautiful, by
the
way.
She is an old cow who will die soon without help from man in USA.
This is like something out of Borat. Yeah.
Не доходила, конечно, переживали, что ж она будет всю жизнь, ну, не замужняя, деток, внуков.
The parents are basically saying they don't want her to be alone for the rest of her life.
The mom says, I wanted grandkids already.
I wanted American grandkids. Give me happy life in Ukraine. Hurry up, your uterus is burning.
Теле, понимаете?
For Inda... I got her this engagement ring.
Wow. The father is saying,
worried.
I was worried. It's far away. Any father would be. We're used to taking care of our children, the father says, and now she's flying away with someone. That wasn't very pleasant for the parents. Yeah, that's got to be tough. And now we're fine with it.
I can't wait to see you at the airport.
I will think about you. I will wait for you in the airport.
I agree. I'll miss you until I see you.
I agree with the two sentences you understand in English.
I will think of you and I will be there.
I will think of you like robot.
Goodbye.
I really am looking forward to coming through that gate at the airport and looking into her eyes again and reconnect physically.
But you can't wait to get through that gate.
Right. They're showing her in a pool right
in a
now.
Bikini.
I just want to hold her.
Okay, now we're back to the guy who just...
How are you feeling on your way home?
Mixed feelings. I mean...
Okay, so now we are back with the guy who we started this episode with, who... Got jilted because the lady didn't show up at the party like she was supposed to. They magically found her somewhere, and she showed up the next morning at the hotel lobby, not having the same face, but the same person.
He proposed.
They were engaged. I bet they're not anymore.
Sort of good that, you know, I met her. She was a very attractive lady, thinking that maybe something's going to happen, but still had that nagging feeling that something was wrong.
Good test
for
God.
Yeah.
I left thinking that we were going to get married. When I got back, we were corresponding very, very frequently. But every time I would ask
racking
her something,
racking up the
personal,
charges,
yeah,
through
racking
the
up
translator
the fucking
service.
He's so right.
Never answered the question, so it really started bothering me. Eventually, I just gave up. I said, listen, you either got to answer the questions or that's it. I'm done. I don't want to talk to you anymore. So she sent me one final letter saying that she was hurt. You know, I wasn't the person she thought I was. I was like, well, okay. It was over.
You're not the person I thought you were, even though I just met you.
You are not the person I thought you were, even though I am not the person you thought I was. We are in, Mexican standoff.
So why did you propose to her knowing that something was wrong?
What was I going to lose at that point?
You don't think that he was misled or scammed?
I don't think so, but I'm not 100. I'm just not 100% sure.
It is what it is.
I'm just trying to run a simple service here. Helping men find love across the country at $15 per word.
We removed the woman from the site, so we have taken her off.
You know, if she wasn't legit, he still hasn't made anything right by me. You know, I spent thousands of dollars, you know, just for the trip, letter translations and photos.
Hello, my dear Bobby.
Yeah, it says, my dear Bobby, paid. Paid for email.
Pocket for this.
All I can say is that we worry about us. We worry about a foreign affair, and we always try to do the best we can.
Oh, well, then there you go. There you have it. I just want to finish what he has to say.
For our clients, we always try to act ethically. If we find a problem, we try to work to resolve the problem.
But we're number one.
There's always going to be problems, but I think the measure of the company is how the company deals with the problems.
Okay, so you dealt with the problems by doing absolutely nothing to repair the problem. Wow. Great customer service over there. You and Xfinity working to solve customer problems. Oh my gosh.
That was amazing.
I can't wait to see what happens in the final 20 minutes of our documentary here, because I bet there's a few more heartbreaks before it's all said and done.
Yeah, you've got to believe that.
And, you know, this poor bastard, this John guy, he went... out
John
of
Bobby?
His way. John Bobby? Is his name Bobby John? John Bobby?
What's that? My dear Bobby.
My dear Bobby.
Bob.
Oh, Bob. I've always been good with names. You know that, Chrissy. That's why every time you ask me about a 90 Day Fiancé character, I'm like, ooh, the one from that country?
Yeah. No.
I'm so good at it. All right, listen. We love you very much. Thank you so kindly. We're very grateful for all of you that have written in the kind words, the reviews, the nice emails, the great text messages, asking for the stickers, asking for autographs. Keep them coming. TCBpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, the entire library right there from one location. You can also hit the contact us button and get your What Would Frankie Do sticker. Although I don't know that there's any left. We will figure it out.
We're sending a lot out, but here it is.
Yeah, I think we're sending the last batch out over the next couple of days. But write in. We might have a couple extra stuffed away somewhere. You never know. Or maybe we'll have to make some more What Would Frankie Do. Yeah. They seem to be very popular. But when we run out of them, that only means we're going to make the next series of stickers. So the quicker you order them, the quicker we get to the next one. That's how it works. Hit the contact us button. Tell us you want a sticker. Send us your address. We'll throw it out the door. You'll get it in a couple days or a week. Okay. Also, I want you to do me a favor. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. Text us your comments, questions, content, ideas, or concerns. Plus, if you want my mom to answer a question next time she appears on the show, send us that to the text message, or you can hit the contact us button on the website. Either way is fine. We'd also love it if you would follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break, on TikTok, TCB Podcast, and please do us a favor, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Subscribe to the channel, watch a video, like it if you're so inclined. We really would love that. So thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for being fans. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Yes.
And Chrissy, I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.